Shabbos, Perkei Mishnah Beis. Chamor yotze b'mardas. A donkey is allowed to go out with a body covering, like a cloth that was put on top of it. And it was left there the whole day in order that it should warm up. Because there's a klal by a donkey, even in the summer it's cold. So therefore it's not carrying. It's not a masoi. Bizman shi kshurlo. But it has to be tied to the donkey. And it has to be tied before Shabbos. If it's not tied at all and it wants to go out with it without being tied, that's a problem because it's very likely to fall off. And if it falls off, we're worried that the owner is going to carry it for Amos and Rishus Arabim, Dalat Amos and Rishus Arabim. And that's a problem. What about tying it on Shabbos? So the Mefarshim don't go into the issue of tying, I guess because maybe they would tie it in a temporary fashion. But their main issue would be is that it's impossible to tie something onto an animal without leaning on the animal. And if you would leaning on the animal on Shabbos is a problem. You're not allowed to lean on an animal on Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. It's a gzeirah that if a person goes and he rides an animal, he may break off the branch of a tree. So in order to prevent somebody from riding an animal on Shabbos or leaning on Shabbos, they therefore said you can't tie this mardas on Shabbos itself. The Rosh, however, says that on Shabbos itself, if you just want to warm the animal up, you're allowed to put this mardas on top of the animal. But again, you have to make sure that it doesn't go out into Shus HaRabim. Mishnah continues, Zecharim, so male sheep, that's a ram, Yotzin Levuvin, so they can go out with their organs covered, Rechelus, the female sheep, Yotzus Shechuzos, so they can go out with their tails tied upwards so that they're exposed, if they would purposely want them to mate, Kivulos, or the opposite, if they wanted to tie the sheep's tail downward that it shouldn't mate, one can do that too. All these things are for the tzarich of the sheep. So that's why the rope that it's going to be inevitably going out with is not considered carrying. Ukivunos, kivunos is like after a sheep is born, in order to protect its wool, they would totally cover it. Ha'izim yotzos tsururos. Goats are able to go out with their udders tied. There were two reasons they would do this. One was in order for the milk to totally dry up. And if they did that, the Rav explains, they would be tied very tightly. And the other reason is if they didn't want the milk to fall to the ground, so they would tie them up. In this fashion, they didn't have to be tied so tightly in order that the milk shouldn't fall down to the ground. That would be utterly disastrous. Rabbi Yossi Oser, Bekulon, Chutzman, Rechelus, Hakvunois. So Rabbi Yossi Osers all of them because he considers all of it a mosoi, a burden on the animal, except for the Rechelus HaKfunos. The Kfunos was to protect its wool. But the other things he considers a burden. But the protecting of the wool, the Rav says, is like a tachshit. It's like an ornament. And we said in the past that something that's normal that it usually wears during the week as an ornament, so it's allowed to go like that on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda Amer Izim Yotzos Tzurus L'Yabesh Avlo L'Chalav. Rabbi Huda, when it comes to the tying of the udders, he says that dafka, if it's tied tightly, like when you would do it to dry out the milk. But avaloy l'cholav means that you would not allow the goats to go out with the udders loosely tied in order that the milk shouldn't drip down because there's a concern that the tie will fall off and you'll come to carry it in Rishus HaRabim.